Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, and praise the Lord. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, and I'm so excited on today for our worship service on today. I just thank and praise God who is my life. And to everyone in their respective places, to Apostle Deans in his absence, but to everyone in their respective places, to those in radio land and those on our radio broadcast, I am indeed glad and thankful to be back on our radio broadcast and our worship service on today, excuse me. Today, we're going to get ready to call our worship to order on today. We're going to have a call to worship now, and then we're going to have a short devotion. We're going to have a song, a scripture, and a prayer. It's time to worship. Yes, we're going to have a song, a scripture, and a prayer. Amen. Amen. Let me see here. Amen, amen. Our scripture reading will be coming from Psalms 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadows of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod, thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Let us pray. Father, we come this evening, Lord, humbly before your throne of grace, Lord, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Father, that we've committed against you in the name of Jesus. Lord, we come on today, Father, if we've offended anyone, if we've hurt anyone, if we caused anyone to stumble, Lord, we ask your forgiveness right now in the name of Jesus. We ask you right now to search our hearts today and our minds and our spirit. If there is anything, Lord, in there that should not be, Lord, we ask you to remove it. Remove it right now. Remove it, Father, in the name of Jesus. We ask you to create in us a clean heart, renewing us a right spirit and a sound mind on today, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we just come worshiping today, Lord. We come bowing down before you today, Lord, to worship you, Lord. We come to worship you, Father. In the name of Jesus, we just lift up holy hands today in worship, in adoration, Lord. We're so thankful. We magnify your name on today, Lord. We give you all the praise and glory. We magnify you, Lord. We glorify you on the day, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we come right now, Lord, asking you now to bind the strong man, Lord. Bind the enemy up, Lord. Bind up the strong man today in every negative, evil work that he does, every negative and demonic thing that he does, Lord, every wicked thing, Lord. We ask you to bind it up in the name of Jesus against this radio broadcast. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we come on today, Father. We ask you to take over, Lord, and take control over our radio broadcast, over our worship service today, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we know nothing. We don't know how to do anything, Lord, without you, Lord, apart from you, Father. In the name of Jesus, so we're asking you now, Lord, to take over, Lord, and take control. We don't have an order for you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Just however you want to do it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. But I'm asking you today, Father, to let me decrease, that the Holy Ghost may increase, Lord, and minister to your people today, in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, allow me to lay my will down, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I just surrender today, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I'm asking you to cover my mind and cover everybody else's mind and cover their thoughts, Lord. In the name of Jesus, those that's in radio land, Lord, and those that's on our radio broadcast, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, I just surrender today. And I'm asking you now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to do whatever you think necessary. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we just give you praise. We give you glory. Father, we give you honor. We ask all these things in Jesus' name, Father, and for your glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God on today. God is such a good God. He's such a great shepherd. Hallelujah. He's my Father. Hallelujah. And I give him praise on today. I magnify his name on today. I don't know what nobody else comes to do, but I come to lift him up. I come to praise his name. I come to give him glory. I come to magnify him. I come to exalt him today. Oh, Lord, I come to lift you up. Hallelujah. I come to extol you in the name of Jesus. I'm so grateful. I just come to give him thanks. I come to give him worship. I come to bow down today in the name of Jesus. I just thank God. I thank him today. I thank God. I thank him today. I thank God. I bless his name. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, he's a Morobokoriatanan. In the name of Jesus, I give him praise. Hallelujah. Yes, I thank you, Father. Hallelujah. I just want to open up our testimony, part of the service today, in the name of Jesus. I'm so grateful. I'm just so grateful today. I'm so grateful. Hallelujah. I'm grateful today. I'm grateful. Hallelujah. I just thank God today from healing my body. I thank you for healing me from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. I thank God today. I thank you for the blood covered, blood washing, blood bought. I thank him today. I thank God. Hallelujah. He's a mighty, mighty God. He show up and he show up. I thank God for waking me up this morning. I thank God for starting me on my way. I thank him today that I have a sound mind of food and clothes on my back.
food in my refrigerator. I just thank God, hallelujah. And if I didn't have none of them, I'll still thank him, and I'll still praise him. I'll still give him glory, hallelujah. He's a good God. He's so worthy to be praised today. I have so many testimonies. I have so many testimonies, and I just thank God. It was a couple of weeks ago, hallelujah, maybe 3 weeks ago, and I was kept feeling bad. I'm still feeling a little bad, but the devil is a liar, and I kept, you know, putting off, but whenever God tells me to do something, I stopped right in the middle of the street, apostle, and I was going somewhere, and when I did go to my doctor, I went to the doctor, they gave me a Z-Pack, whatever that is, and then when I did go to my doctor, she told me that I had a staph infection, hallelujah, but I'm telling you, if it had not been for God, I wouldn't have went nowhere, because I always think of Mighty Mouse, or Minnie Mouse, or whatever you want to call it, and I'm trying to always, you know, stay positive and don't doubt God, but sometimes God has sent us and make us go and take care of ourselves. So I'm feeling pretty good. I'm not the best, but you know all that you go through and all that you be trying to get through, but God be right there with you. So I just thank and praise him that he's a mighty God. He is good. I'm telling you, God is good, and I'm so grateful for him, because if it had not been for him, for God, who is on my side, for the Father, who is on my side, I don't know where I would be. I just don't know. Hallelujah. I just don't know what I would be doing. I don't know where I would be at. Hallelujah. If I didn't have Jesus, I don't know if I could find my way. Hallelujah. I just don't know. If I didn't have him, what would I do? Hallelujah. How can I make it? Hallelujah. How can I live? Hallelujah. Without him. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We're going to just want to know if anyone else have a testimony, or I'll play some kind of song. If it's anybody, hallelujah. If not, I will play. I don't know if I'm in the right place, but, yeah, I know how it is. Just 1 second.
Suppose that you're writing a really important email to a colleague.
Yes, hallelujah. I'm strong. I'm wise. I'm better. When I look back over what is what they do, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. Now I'm stronger.
Would have made it without the Lord. Hallelujah. Do we have any more testimonies? Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're going to get ready to go into our praise and worship. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Okay, praise God. I don't know how to do this thing.
Thank you.
Got the favor of God. Hallelujah. Just the favor of God. You don't need favor of man when you got to have favor from God. I'm telling you, money came by. Nobody can do it but God. Hallelujah. Nobody can do the things that you need done but God. When you have favor, it makes all the difference. Amen. So I'm not going to play another song. We're going to get ready to go into our word, the word of God today. Amen. We're going to be, let me just pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you on today for another opportunity to bring your word to the people of God. Lord, I ask you to anoint me from the top of my head to the soles of my feet, that I may be used to teach, minister to your people, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I ask you today to take over Holy Ghost and take over 100% as I decrease, get out of myself 100%. Father, we just thank you now. We thank you for taking control, Lord. This is your word, Lord. You preach it, you minister, you teach it like you will. Father, I give you praise. I give you glory. I ask all these things in Jesus' name for your glory. Amen.
Amen, amen. We're going to get ready to go into the word of God. Today we're going to be just going to talk about for a little while the danger pleasing people. The danger in pleasing people. We're going to start from Galatians chapter 1, verse 10. Galatians chapter 1, verse 10. Let's see. For do I now persuade men or God, or do I seek to please man or men? For if I yet please men, I should not be the servant of Christ. I'm going to read that again. For do I now persuade men or God, or do I seek to please men? For if I yet pleased men, I should not be the servant of Christ. Now, y'all know, everybody knows that I don't try to please men. But this topic today is the danger in pleasing people. It is very dangerous to try to please people when you are a leader of God. When you in the word of God and you trying to change that word for the people of God or just for the people, there is danger. There is a danger. If I now persuade men by toning down his message, you know, when you're trying to persuade men, you don't want to say a lot to hurt anyone's feeling, because you know that word is sharp as a two-edged sword. It's going to cut you and it'll sew you back up. It's so sharp that if it's for you, if it's going to hit, because the word hits everybody. I'm telling you, to the leader, to the preacher, the pastor, apostle, whoever it is first, the prophet, whoever it is, it hits them first. So it hurts, it hurts when it hits. So we try to please man so we can get that paycheck on Sunday or whatever day. You know, you cannot please man. You cannot tone his stuff down. So I used to get on Apostle, and he's toned down some, but he's really a fanatic when it comes to this kind of stuff. And I mean, it's a way to do it, but God got him his way, and he got me my way. So I'm trying to, but I'm not trying to please no man with God's word. You cannot tone God's word down. Really, you can't. You can't. It is what it is. It says what it says. You can't change it. If you do, then you be changing the word of God. You cannot add nothing to it, or you can't take anything away from it. Paul was being accused of preaching a cheap form of admission to God's kingdom. Now, he counters by saying that he is a servant of Christ. How can this cross-centered way be viewed as seeking to please men? But see, you can't. And Paul wasn't doing that.
but they were trying to accuse him of doing that. You can't not. When Apostle started teaching some of the people at the life support in St. Louis, a lot of them was older people. And he was, to me, he was hurting their feelings. I told him, I said, don't do it like that. But then the Lord dealt with me because some of them liked it and some of them, you know, it was cutting people. You know how Apostle is. That word cuts you. So I was trying to tell him, and the Lord told me, hey, you do it how you do it and let him do it like I got him doing it. Because it's people that need to hear it the way he presented it. And it's people need to hear it the way you present it. And so I set my mouth up, but it's one thing about it. It says at the end here on Galatians 1 and 10, it said, if I yet please man or men, I should not be the servant of Christ. You cannot be the servant of Christ and you trying to tone that word down. You're trying to be a people pleaser. You know, and these folks in the church folk, not all of them, but quite a few, you cannot please the church folk because they'll hurt you, tear you down. They'll mess you up, especially if you're in leadership. I'm not even talking about just a Christian or a believer. When you're in a leadership position, honey, they'll hem you up so bad, you cannot please them. Well, Apostle said, I can do it this way and all kind of stuff. Know that you have to tell the truth when you preaching this word of God. I don't care who it hurts. I don't care who it hurts. It's going to hit us first anyway. But whoever it hurts, it's going to help them. You know, whoever it cuts, it's going to heal them back up. So we can't have no sugar on our lips. We can't sugarcoat nothing. Not nothing pertaining to God's word. Can we sugarcoat? We're going to go over to John chapter 5. Hallelujah. Because if we sugarcoated it, it won't be the gospel the gospel from Jesus Christ. It won't be that gospel. Mm-mm. It says, John 5 and 30 says, I can of my own self do nothing as I hear. I judge, and my judgment is just, because I seek not my own will, but the will of the Father, which hath sent me. I used to tell people that all the time. I don't know nothing. I can't do nothing of myself. I don't know nothing of myself. They thought, well, she just does. I don't really care what they thought. But I know what my Father told me. And I know where I stand with God. And I know where y'all should be standing with God. We can't do nothing apart from Christ. We don't know nothing. Because let me tell you something. Your mind can go in a second. If it wasn't for Christ, we wouldn't even have a mind. We wouldn't know how to put our shoes on and lace them up. We have to know that we and God want us to depend solely on him. He wants us to depend on Jesus. We got to. If we don't depend on him, who can we depend on? Not us. He wants us to depend, to need him. If we don't need him, hey, we messed up. Because then you can go on. But I need God to help me every day, every minute, every second, every hour of the day. I need God. I need my Father. But when we think we have arrived, when we think we made it, when we think we all of that in a bag of chips and we're nothing but what God made us to be, we cannot please people. It's such a danger in that because they'll trap you up, entangle you up. These, like the, and I'm not trying to talk about no preacher, no man of God, no woman of God, because it can happen to the women of God as well as the men. But the men of God get so tangled up in webs because you start trying to please this sister because she got a big butt. Then you try to please this sister because she got that fine shape, 36, 22, 36. Then you're trying to please this one over here and that one over there. You can't please. You got to give that word, because sometimes you be having gay people sitting in the congregation, and you be having people that drink all the time. You be having those ones that's on drugs, and having those ones that went out last night and stayed out all night. You don't know what God's going to tell you to talk about. But whatever he tell you to talk about, you better not sugarcoat it. You can't sugarcoat it. And if he giving you the word of God, the Logos, the Rhema word of God, if it's coming straight from God, you better say what he say, say. You cannot please people. I don't know if you know it or not, but pleasing people is an idolatry. That's just like idling something or somebody. When you're trying to please somebody, you know, to that level where you got to change the word of God, why you got to change doctrines. We can't do that. John chapter 4, verse 4 says, ye adulterers and adulteress, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enemy and meant into me with God? Whosoever therefore would be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. That's plain and simple simplicity. If you out there and you doing just like the world, you living like the world live, and you doing the things the world do, the Father said, that's my enemy, the world. I didn't make this up. I didn't say it. James chapter 4, verse 4 said it. If the world is God's enemy, and if you friends with the world, you're an enemy of God. So we got to set ourselves apart from the world. We got to not do the things that the world do. We can't look like the world because we're peculiar people. We're peculiar. We don't look like them. You can tell us from them. We don't look like them. We don't dress like them. We don't walk like them. We don't talk like them, like the world. We don't look like the world. And we're not friends with the world. Believe me, we don't love the world. We love the Father. We love God. So he said, I don't care who you are. If you friends with the world, you're an enemy of mine. You definitely are an enemy of mine. We're going to go to Colossians 3:22. Colossians chapter 3, verse 22 and 23. Servant, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service or men pleasers, but in singleness of heart, fearing God. And whatsoever ye do, do it heartily as to the Lord, and not unto men. You know, we are to work wholeheartedly unto the Lord, whether there are masters are checking on them or not. We have to work while day unto God, because night is coming. We cannot please man. If it's the truth, if you have to cover your eyes, he said, don't look at them, but you better say what I tell you to say. You better not change not one jot or tittle. I don't care how they take it, but when I call called you, and when I ordained you, even if from your mother's womb, I put that word in you, and it's the way I wanted it said, and that's the way you said it. Truth, it's about truth today, because that's the only thing, pardon me, that's going to set us free. That's the only thing that's going to set us free. That's the only thing that's going to help us. We can keep on trying to sugarcoat. Well, if I was you, I would just do this and do that. Mm-mm. If it's a spade, it's a spade. If it's a snake, it's going to bite you. If it's a duck, it's going to quack. If it's a rabbit, it's going to hop. Whatever it is, that's what it is. It can't be nothing else. So if God said it, that settles it. If the Father said it, that settles it. This is what is in the Word of God. And if you don't like it, don't look down on the messenger. I didn't write it. God wrote it. We have to stand firm on the Word of God like that. I don't care what people try to say. Well, I feel like it was like this and all this and this and this. I don't really care what people say. When I can see it black and white on the in the book, I don't care what they say. Now, a lot of people got ways of interpreting and seeing it their way, because we was all raised a certain way. Some of us was raised in Baptist churches, some was in apostolic churches, some in Pentecostal, some in Methodist, and they're all different. They're all different. Because I went to a young man back in Illinois, St. Louis area. I went and baptized, and I said, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name. And when I got through with the baptism service, he came to me, he said, you can't say that. I say what? You can't say it like that. Yes, I can. Because that's what the Word of God say. And everything I do, especially concerning the kingdom of God, I want to be done in Jesus' name. I don't want to do nothing without saying in Jesus' name. Because it won't happen. When you pray in the name of Jesus. When you bind, rebuke, you bind, you loose, whatever, in Jesus' name. You can't do it no other way, you know. But that's what he was telling me. You can't baptize like that. You don't tell me I just can't baptize in your water no more. But, honey, let me tell you something. I'm going to say it just like the Word of God said. And if that don't please you, that don't please you. But that's what the Word of God says. They funny like that. He say, I'm missing two different denominations. That denomination stuff is going to send you right to hell. Right to hell. That's what this word say. That denomination stuff just keep us apart, keep us from uniting in God. You know, that don't make sense. But, you know, we got to get past that. That's a thing we have to get past. Let's go to Proverbs 29 and 25. Proverbs 29. It says, the fear of man bringeth a snare, but whosoever putteth his trust in the Lord shall be safe. It's better to be set securely on high. Man's fear is overcome by confidence in God. We have to depend and put our whole confidence in God. Because if we put any little confidence in man, he'll let us down. God is a jealous God. He don't want no other God before him. And I know I'm using all kind of bad English. It's okay. He do not want any other God before him. He is a jealous God. So when we trying to put our confidence in man. And they tell you, and I used to always listen to them. They said, when you marry, you have to have all this trust. And trust leads to confidence. And you know all that to have a good marriage. You can do all of that and still have a messed up marriage. You can, and I'm just saying this to say this. You don't put all your trust and confidence in man. You put all your trust and confidence in God, and he'll make your husband or your wife do exactly what they're supposed to do. God is the creator of heaven and earth. of us and everything that's around here. Don't tell me if you doing what he say do, he won't do what he's supposed to do. That's what he do. If you keep his commandments, if you in his will, he'll give you the desires of your heart. He'll give them to you. But we cannot change his word to please man. We messed up already. Without changing God, well, we're already in trouble as leaders because we're not doing the things that we're supposed to do as leaders. And if we mess around and change the word of God, we got some heavy blood. We're going to get whooped with a many, many stripes. Many stripes. We got to stand firm on the word of God. We cannot waver. We cannot preach it to tickle nobody's ears. We got to preach the unadulterated word of God, the Rhema Logos word of God. We got to preach it. We can't change it. And if we don't know what it means, we better pray and ask God to teach us how to interpret that word. We got to study to show ourselves approved unto God. Because that's why they talk about in the word of God, bad doctrine, false prophets. False gossip, a gospel, the false word of God, you know, not the word of God, but the false word, false doctrine and stuff like that, because we interpreting wrong, or if we not, if we know the truth and how it's supposed to go, we don't want to hurt nobody's feelings. I don't care about nobody's feelings. God, I mean a broken heart. If your heart get broke because you're getting the truth of that word, that when you get the truth, I don't care how bad it hurts. I don't care how bad it hurts. It's going to help you. It's going to help us. Sometimes, I'm telling you, it took me a while to get this thing, but I got it. I got it. I ain't talking about the whole thing, but I got what I need, a lot of what I need. And I'm telling you, the basic thing that I have is the truth. And when you can accept the truth, when you can accept correction, when you can accept the will of God and doing the right things for the kingdom, you'll get it. You'll have it. But you got to be able to be corrected. You got to be able to study to show yourself approved. And you sure enough got to be able to stay humble. Because we're nothing. It's only God that makes us who we are today. If it wasn't for the Lord, if it wasn't for him, what could I do? Nothing. I depend on God to breathe his air. Nothing in this place is ours. Nothing. He created everything. So we must depend on him for we breathe his air. Everything is his. And then he created us. He created everything we eat, everything we put on. It, just everything is God. He owned us. We was bought with a price. And this is what I'm saying. We got to be able to do the things that God is calling us to do. And we got to stand on his word. I don't care what they say. It ain't like this. It ain't like I don't want to hear that stuff. I'm not going to argue with you. I'm going to tell you the truth. And if you can't accept it, then I'm praying for you. Now, if you think I need praying for, pray for me. And I do need prayer all the time. Pray for me. But the thing we have to do is stand on the word of God. We cannot please people. We'll go straight to hell. God will kick us out. I'm telling you. We'll be in the lake of fire because we've taken that word. He said if you add or take away from his word, we're going straight to the lake and burn eternally. We cannot do that. We got to stand firm on the word of God, and we got to teach it just like God will have us to teach it. You know, a lot of times when we're getting ready to preach, we may have our scripture and sermon stuff, and he'll come right in and change it. you better preach it. And you better preach it with power, boldness, and might. I'm telling you, because I'm trying to please God. I am not trying to please man nowhere in this world. I ain't trying to, you know, how they get up and down. However it come out, but it's going to be the truth. And if I don't know something, believe me, I'm going to find it out. I'm going to go to God. He'll have somebody to help me. I'm going to do that by the grace of God. Let's give one more scripture. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 3 and 4, 2 Timothy says, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. When I tell you, this is all I'm saying. Because it's going to come a time when people are not going to want to hear the truth. They're not going to want to hear it. I don't care how much you tell them. They're going to turn away from it. They're not going to want to hear the truth. A description of people who were not longer content to hear the sound teaching of Paul, because he was teaching the truth, but they didn't want to hear it. But who were impelled to turn to many different teachers of novelty and of untruth. That's all I'm saying. When we got people out there, they want to know the truth. Some don't want to know the truth. If it's a conflict with what they're doing, if there's a conflict to how they're living, you know, you could be shacking with somebody. You ain't going to want to hear me talk about getting married, adultery, and fornicator, all that kind of stuff. You're not going to want to hear me, but I'm gonna teach it anyway, whether it fits, just hang right up. You know, if you don't want to hear me, do it, because this is what God say. The word is the word, and the word is God. So I tell you, I'm going to preach what God give me to preach, and we got to have that boldness. You know, we just go to it like God tell you to. You ain't trying to make nobody mad or nothing like that, but you got to say what God tell you to say, how you have to say it too. Oh, the Lord said you can't shack up with nobody. No, you better tell them right. You better preach that word, because you got to get their undivided attention, and they not going to like us. You just teach them what God give you to teach, and they think you talking about them because they shacking up with somebody. Oh, no. We got to preach it. And God, every one of us are leaders. We have to do it. God, if we don't, we're going to get whooped. I'm telling you, we leaders. God can call us the prophets and intercessors and apostles and pastors. We got to do it. We don't have an option. We don't have an option. Oh, well, I can do this. No, you can't. Because when God calls you and ordains you, you can't quit. He don't let you quit. He can fire you, but you can't quit. So we got to teach that word in season and out, whether you're sick or not, whether you're not feeling good or not, whatever it is, you got to teach it and preach it and minister to people the way it is in the word of God, truth. Because some people need deliverance. Some people need to be set free from stuff. And the only way they're going to get free is the word of God, the truth for word of God. Not what he meant to say this. God, then he says what he means, and he means what he say. That's all to it. Don't come tell me what God meant to say. No. God, this word right here, anything that's happening in your life, you can go right to the word of God. And it's right in there. You can find something in there. You should. There is nothing new under the sun. When I say nothing, I mean nothing new under the sun. So we have to rely on the word of God for our everything. That's how we learn. That's our roadmap. That's our blueprint. This book right here. So I just want to encourage you today. It wasn't a holler message and stuff like that. This was a teaching message. The danger. It's so dangerous to try to please people because people turn on you. They'll turn on you. They'll lie on you right in your face. They'll turn their backs on you. They have this envy thing and jealousy thing, and they'll say stuff to mess you up. I know a young lady, and this don't have anything to do with that. But tell you how people so envious. She killed herself and framed her husband. Now, that may sound funny, but that's what happened. That's how envy and the devil works together. Works together. Hallelujah. And you got people in the church so envy and jealousy and talk about you and say things about you. People be looking at you funny. You won't even know why. And you got people like not just in the church everywhere, but in the church, because that's where the believers are. That's where they're supposed to be. That's what Christians are. That's what love's supposed to be. It's not all like that. It's not like that. And we have to remember, we all are just human people. We all make mistakes. We're not there yet. Believe me, I know, because I make plenty mistakes. I repent plenty of times a day. I make mistakes. I think wrong and all kind of stuff. But we got to keep on striving. We got to keep on trying to get where God wants us to be. We still on the potter's wheel. We got to do what God is calling us to do. And the only way we're going to get where God wants us to be is to store it somewhere. Store it somewhere. I don't care if they don't want to hear it. I don't care if they don't want to hear it. But you better tell them. Because can't nobody stand before God but you. I don't care what the situation look like, and you don't have to all holler and get all in nobody's face. God will show you how to do it. Definitely show you how to do it. So this is, and I didn't get half of the scriptures I have, but this is just a start on how to know the danger of in pleasing people, not just church people, but people. So I hope something was said that kind of just enlighten you a little bit on not to try to please nobody else but please God. Stop trying to please man, but please God. Amen. So I thank and praise God for each one of you and those that's in radio land. I thank and praise God that the word of God went forth and that God is good. So I'm going to get ready to close out here. Wait just one second. Father, I just thank you right now for each one of our leaders on our radio broadcast today, those leaders that's in radio land that's listening. Lord, I ask you to keep them covered, Lord, in the shed blood of Jesus, and to encamp your angels all around about them, Father, to protect them from all hurt, harm, or danger. Lord, I just ask you to just let the Holy Ghost stand up in them, Lord, each leader, Lord, and let them do what you call them to do. Let them stand on your holy word like you want them to stand on, Lord. In the name of Jesus, let them be. Speak nothing but the truth of God, hallelujah, to the people of God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I ask you to bless them going in and bless them coming out. In the name of Jesus, I just thank you today for them, Lord. And I bless your name for this worship service, Lord. I bless your name for taking over and taking control on it today, of it today. In the name of Jesus, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. God loves you, and I love you too. You all have a blessed rest of the day, and God love you. And stay encouraged. Be encouraged, each one of you. God bless you. Have a blessed day. Amen.